Now let's move on here to verses 11 and 14. And the beast that was and is not is himself also an eighth, and is of the seven, and is going into perdition. And the two horns that thou sawest are 10 kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority as kings with the wild beasts for 1 hour. These have one mind, and they give their power and authority unto the beast. These shall war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those with him called and chosen. Now, at times, the wild beast signifies generally the Roman Empire, but it signifies also the last or eighth head, that is, the individual emperor who is Antichrist. Now, here the Antichrist is designated. He's the little horn of Daniel who puts down three horns, that is, three kings, when he comes to power. Now, I'm not taking time, and I wish I could take time to go back to Daniel, but we had that in the 7th chapter of Daniel. And you ought to have my book on Daniel. In that book, we go into a great deal of detail. Now, the beast that was refers to the past history of the Roman Empire under the emperors, and it's not refers to the end of Imperial Rome with its global empire, which came to an end sometime between the 3rd and 5th century. And he is himself also the eighth, but is of the seven. Now, that identifies the Antichrist with a return to the imperial form of the restored Roman Empire. He's the little horn of Daniel 7. He's not only one of the 10 horns, but is separate from them. And he is an eighth head in this 7, yet he's one of the 7 since he restores the last form of government to Rome. Now, that will confuse you, I know, but that's exactly what is being said here. The 10 horns are the same as the 10 horns of Daniel. So we are talking about the same thing.